Hearing somebody had inside information about the pigs, that is disgusting. But we always knew, well, at least some of us that had done a little bit of research, that there's all sorts of worms in the flesh of the pig because they have to help assimilate through the flesh of the pig the garbage they eat, the literally disgusting things they eat. And so it makes sense for... I mean, did you say the pus comes out of the ankles or something like that, the gland? And I, that's, That makes sense for it to all run down and work its way out, because eventually the pig would be so filled with all the pus from those worms that, yeah, it's mighty gross. And people eat that stuff. And we all, I eat it. You know, I used to eat bacon, pork chops and all that, pork rinds, all of it. Anyway, if you can please kneel. Oh, and thanks again, Brother Joe, for recording the testimony service. And, yeah, amen. Nature's, yeah, they're flies without wings. Huge flies without wings. So, all right, if you can please kneel. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for blessing us with what we need day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, to stay on the path that we desire to be on. We know we are wretched and lost at times on the path. We get a little confused, and so thank you for guiding us right back on the middle of the path by staying in your word. That lights it up so nicely. And so we're not lost eternally, of course, because we confess, repent, and all that. We've accepted your Son as Savior. But so often the enemy of souls tries to drag us toward the edges, and then when he gets a once he gets a foothold, we're out of, you know, he gets the whole leg and we're out of here. And we praise you that we have a desire in our hearts to stop sinning. We don't, we're not alive to it. And we're dead to sin. And so thank you so much for that. And for the peace that we have in Jesus, the joy of our salvation and all of it. And thank you for opening up your word to us, especially in regards to your will and especially in regards to your law. It's the law of the land in New Jerusalem. If we can't keep it down here, we can't do it up there. And so we thank you, Father, for giving us wisdom in that area too and blessing us with a Sabbath each week and being with us every time we gather, especially when we're here to gather and have a changing of the showbread. We understand what that means prophetically from the sanctuary. And so thank you. And thank you for blessing every tongue that speaks with a bridled tongue, because it's testimony Sabbath. We're going to glorify you to the best of our ability, and we thank you for this opportunity as well. And please bless everyone on the prayer list and all the prayer requests that were put into the text chat earlier. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for blessing us with your presence. And we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. So we got a bunch of praises, and if you want, you can email them to me or to Sean or PM. Sister Mindy usually handles the ones that go on in the text chat. So she'll get on the mic for you if you don't have a mic. And I still want to praise the Lord for this week. It, I mean, especially in the beginning of the week. I think it was Tuesday, right, the 29th, when I was blessed with the opportunity to see a prayer answer right before my face. And when I was able to baptize my daughter, Mandy. And there's no words to explain this or to, you know, describe it. Tears, maybe, but I don't want to go there because I'm going to get all sorts of, you know, misty. And but she does have a praise that I'll be sharing in a few moments, too, in regards to all that. And even more, too, what's happening in her house. And so, oh, man, praise his name. Praise his mighty name. But I also want to praise him for something I just remembered recently. This happened back 12 years ago. Actually, it'll be 13 years ago this coming May. I know that because I was going through my praise list recently, my private praise list. And but the last few days, I think it was towards the beginning of this month, the Lord kept reminding me of a toad that I prayed for during a midday prayer. And directly afterwards, I prayed for the toad because at this time, like I said, it was like 13 years ago, my office where I do the work, the internet stuff and all that, was in the basement of our house. There's a room in the basement that actually was, they put up wall boards and stuff like that. But this is an old house, and so it's not drywall. When you cut into the wall, because I had to cut into the wall to make one of my servers stick through the wall because it had an issue with heat. So I had to come through the wall on the back end because there's like a little server room in the back and there's this big room in the front, and that's where I was. and the walls have horse hair in them. It's not drywall, it's horse hair. It's like, I guess that's how they did it back then. But, and it held up. I mean, it's over 100 years old, and it's great shape. But the reason I was praying for the toad is because I'm in a basement. And what happens quite often in basements is you get crickets. And I'm down there doing recordings and audio work and stuff like that. And every now and then this cricket decides to say, hey, I'm over here. And you know how they are, they're a little tiny ventriloquist. And so you got to kind of look to the left when they're shouting from the right. And it started to get annoying. I mean, it just wasn't stopping because it's an old house and there's entrances all over the basement, I guess. You know, I plugged them up over the years, but they have little buggers. They find their way in. And so I went into prayer one day out in the back like I do. And I asked the Lord to please send me a toad because I want to be able to. And that was the, I mean, I'm still flabbergasted by this, you know, and getting joy in my heart. It's just welling up to how much he loves us. And, you know, even little prayers like this and the way he answers them. He's such an amazing father to his children and a God. And so I prayed. And I went back into the house, you know, because the reason I wanted the toad is because they eat crickets. And I needed a toad, and I needed a big one. You know, like about an ample-sized toad, you know, a big one, because a little guy is just going to have, you know, one or two crickets a day, let's say, where the big one, he's gonna have a lot more. So I went in the house, and Fran happened to be outside. She came in and says, you know, did you happen to notice what's trying to get in the basement? And I says, no, what? And she says, there's this big old toad about the size of an apple trying to get into the basement. He's banging his nose against the door. And I just had to go back out for the midday prayer and praise him. And the reason I'm sharing all that is the toad had to have been placed there. I never noticed this 12, 13 years ago. I never noticed this. And why do I say it had to be placed there? Is because we had new concrete put in because there's a cistern there. And we filled it in because it was drowning toads. Because once a toad falls down in there, he ain't getting out. And it was old and decrepit, and you don't want to drink from it. And so we had to put, and the lid was falling apart, so we didn't want any visitors falling into the cistern, and so we put new concrete in. Problem is, the concrete's about 4 inches off the lawn. So you got to literally step up, and there ain't no, I don't care how big that toad is, he ain't going to be able to, you know, climb up a wall that's 4 inches tall when he's all of a half inch tall. Or like an inch tall, let's say. Granted, he was wide, and his body was pretty much huge, but he had to have been put there, is what State Farm Insurance? Talk about telemarketers. All right, I'll block them later. But yeah, that was just amazing to me, and it showed me how. On top of all that, there's areas where the grass isn't level and stuff like the lawn isn't level, so it's anywhere from 4 to 6 inches, the concrete. He'll answer little prayers and big prayers. And the reason the Lord reminds me of this is because we all need him. I need, at least this day is when he was sharing this with me a few weeks ago, we need to make this click in our hearts. That we all have an open communication with heaven. He does hear our prayers. He does. If we're walking to the best of our ability, if we're trying our best to stop the sin, if we're doing all we can to please him, if we're walking with him and trying our best to overcome, yeah, he's definitely there for us. But we have to do our part. He's not an order taker. And so if we have addictions or issues in life, just stop. Just stop. We don't have that much time left to even dilly-dally about something like this. Just stop. He'll give you the strength to do it. Even if it's cigarettes, something that's hard to stop, just quit. And he will literally, and ask him to help you too, he will literally turn you into a non-smoker. He did it for me years ago. And he's done it for millions of people over the years. And so he does hear your prayers, as long as you're trying your best, and he will answer them. You know, and if he waits to answer, you know, like it might take a little while to answer, doesn't mean he didn't hear it. He's not just our Father. He's our God. He hears it. Even if you just say it silently, which is preferable in a lot of situations because you don't want the enemy of souls listening in, like with private, because I do a lot of out loud praying when I'm out doing my midday. And when it gets to sensitive areas, before I mention it, I ask the Lord to please protect this prayer. Because I don't want the enemy of souls doing any kind of fabrication or, you know, stuff that makes it look like my Father's answering one. That's him twisting my prayer or the desire or the answer. And by the way, the very same day that this came to light, you know, he reminded me of the 4 to 6 inches of concrete to where that little bugger had to, you know, that little toad had to be lifted up. My wife was in a Bible study that morning, and the Lord made a click in her mind that communication is open for her too in heaven by using the kingdom is at hand truth in the Apostles' Day when Jesus died for us and opened that link for us in the kingdom 2,000 years ago. And we all know what it says in Matthew 28:20, which is teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. And we don't use bogus Bibles, like where they say to the end of the age. And why do they say the end of the age? Well, it's because they don't think the world's going to end. They think when Jesus Christ comes back, it'll be 1,000 years of peace. And there's, you know, everybody's, you know, living in Shangri-La for 1,000 years. But that's why I did that video recently about, you know, the second coming. Or I think the title is that's not going to happen at the second coming, and it's about 1,000 years. You know, 1,000 years of peace on earth. That's just not scripture. It's not there. Nowhere in scripture. Unless, of course, you count the peace on the planet, because there is no war for those 1,000 years, because all those that would, you know, generate war are rotting on the planet, like Jeremiah says. They're just dung upon the earth. And that's why Satan's called Beelzebub. He's, I just got a praise from Brother Tim. Well, I'm going to read that now, you know, since I just finished that last praise. I got a few praises for myself, and you know, but I'll jump back and forth to Derek because I got some from my brothers and sisters too. So let me get this one from Brother Tim. I got to get to the front. Where are we at here? There it is. Okay, he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I would love to praise God for my salvation and the peace God puts into my heart daily. I also would love to praise God for taking cigarettes away from me immediately when I pray to him. And so, there's confirmation. So I'm not the only one that's seen it. And some of you know what he's talking about, too, because a lot of us have had, like, everything from alcohol to cigarettes taken away instantaneously. I mean, gone. It's just like no craving whatsoever. And so, praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay, I got a praise here from Brother Anthony. and he says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick, Sister Fran, and all my brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I just want to praise the Lord for this trial that I'm currently going through. Without using names, there is a person that I'm very close to who has an issue with substance usage. There were times on more than one occasion that I was being asked for money. And this person hid their addiction very well, so I just trusted that they would use the money that I would give them for good use, whether it was groceries or personal items for themselves. You know. And so now, where this person was asking for money very often from me, I began to develop a feeling of dread. That's called Holy Spirit discernment, my brother, but then you know that. And so, but I would condemn myself for having this feeling of dread, and I would condemn myself for believing that I was being selfish, because the enemy's going to throw that at you. Yeah, we all know. He goes on to say that, but I soon learned that those feelings of dread were not selfish feelings, but rather it was my discernment telling me that the usage of this money is going towards bad things. I soon learned from someone else that this person was using my money to fuel their addiction, which did break my heart heavily. I felt betrayed. I felt like I got a slap across the face. Then another confession was made concerning this person's drug addiction, and an apology was issued for not telling me these things because it was believed that I could not handle the situation. Since I was, and by the way, this is why, like if I know someone's got an issue in a certain area and they need help financially, it's just not happening. Unless, like say, they would, they tell me that they need money for groceries, let's say. And I wouldn't give them the money. I'd drive them to the grocery store, you know, because what will happen. If they got an addiction with, in that case it would be alcohol because that's legal. You can literally just buy it. But, I wouldn't give them money for food. I would just drive them to the grocery store. Anyway, Brother Anthony goes on to say that since I was feeling a mix of a bunch of different emotions, counsel was given to me from the Lord through a dear brother in the faith that what the person is using their substance for, the person that's using the substance needs is support, compassion, and prayer. It was also given to me that I need to lose the expectation of this person's confessing their drug addiction to me, but rather just hope that they'll come clean. Sure enough, with prayer, the Lord opened up this person's heart to be honest with me, and they confessed that they need treatment. Bounties of compassion were shown. I give all glory to the Lord for his providence in the matter. This trial has given me peace, more love in my heart, and better discernment. Now, there are steps being taken to get this person the help that they need. God bless you all, and Sabbath blessings. Amen. Amen and amen. But even in today's world, that's, if the best way to get, and it's worked 100% every time, and it's permanent, and it's not Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's not the rehab things and stuff like that, because, that's all man-made, and they come up with these 12-step programs and all this other stuff, and without Jesus Christ, it ain't going to work. And that's the only thing that I've ever seen in my life is a person giving their life to Jesus, and that's what gets them completely healed, 100%. It's not been my experience. It's been many, many brothers, like Brother Tim was just saying, that the Lord is the one that got him away from alcohol 13 years ago, because we were talking about that the other night, and cigarettes. I don't know how long it's been for the cigarettes, but me too. I haven't had a drop of liquor in, oh man, I don't even know. It's been decades, literally decades. And because I even quit when I was a Sunday keeper. Not at first, because I didn't think there was anything wrong with the alcohol, and I was a Christian thinking, as a Sunday keeper too. It took a while, but I haven't had a drink of alcohol even before I started keeping Sabbath, many years before I started, and I've been keeping Sabbath, it'll be 28 years next year, in the spring is when the Lord revealed himself to me, at the start of spring, actually, right at the same time that you see the what's called the first month, when the early and latter rain falls, the first month in the prophecy of Joel. And that's in our calendar, that's March, the end of March, where spring is. And Brother Lawrence just PM'd me a praise, and it says, here, let me get this mic over here so that I don't get off of it. All right, so he says, I praise the Lord for how he rescued me from opiate addiction about 7 years ago. The Veterans Association, the VA hospitals, loaded me up with morphine and oxycodone for years. He had me go cold turkey. And though there were many weeks of spiritual spankings through withdrawals, our Father was so kind in that he still gave his strength to overcome all of it. Though the enemy tried his best to tempt me back into opiate addiction, our Father showed himself to be greater. Praise his name. Amen, my brother. Amen.
I have a praise, but I have to use your microphone.
Okay. The next voice you shall hear. My wife needs to jump on the mic, so.
That is blessings, brothers and sisters. I just have a praise here from Sister Susan's sons, Andrew. Andrew says, I'd like to thank God for being a year sober from alcohol. I've lost all taste for it. Sabbath blessings. Praise the Lord. And I would like to praise the Lord for my salvation and just getting closer and closer to the Lord. It's just so amazing. I just can't find the words to describe it. He's doing this for me, a nothing, a nobody. It's so amazing how he's showing me his love more and more. And I also, I don't know, all I could say is praise his holy name, and I love him so much back. And also I praise the Lord for my church family, all of you loving brothers and sisters. I just praise the Lord for you so much, for your prayers, and just knowing that you're God's children. We're all God's children. You are my real brothers and sisters. I just praise the Lord for you all. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, amen. I echo that too. I praise his name for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. And the fact that I used to be one of 11 children. And when my wife and I found Christ, we were out there on our own. Even her siblings walked away from her too. And that now we have thousands of brothers and sisters all around the world. It's just amazing how much our Father loves us and blesses us like that. It even gives us the peace, because I remember when it first started happening, you know, almost 40 years ago when we left the Catholic Church, it hit me a little hard at first, but not for long, because the Lord did reveal to me, you know, the heavenly family, which I didn't know anybody in it yet. You know, I had just left the Catholic Church, and we didn't know anybody. I knew when we finally get home, we're going to know them then, obviously. But the perfect peace that came with it, because I mean, I still love my siblings. I love Fran's siblings, you know, and even our relatives, you know, they and stuff like that. But and which is also amazing, some of the nieces and the nephews still contacted us, whereas their parents wouldn't, my siblings. And so we had our ability to get our little foot in the door there too, to share Christ. But he's amazing. Now we got so many, you know, blessed family members now that it's hard to keep track of all of you. You know, that's why I always ask for, you know, put real names in the text chat like you all been doing. And I praise God for that, because it's, you know, handles. I never know who's behind the handle. I know the names, you know. I'm not even good at remembering names either. Faces, you know, I lock that down. But like even when I was a young man, I wasn't good with names. I would just say, hey, dude, what's up, girl? Stuff like that, you know. People that I knew for a while, I just forgot their names, yeah, which was odd. But no one ever called me up on it, you know, because it was just normal for people to say, you know, hey, dude, stuff like that. You know, you didn't really say each other's names. And so, okay, this next praise is for my daughter, my sister, Mandy. And she has two praises here. The first one here is I would love to see the entire dream, but she's not giving it all. Her husband had it. And she says, the first praise is for the dream God gave my husband. He had a dream that God showed him, starting with Adam and Eve, and how the devil is constantly deceiving us, and how he is using the same old tactics from day one to trick us all. He showed him specifically about Christmas and how the Catholic Church, with the help of Satan, is tricking us in worshiping the Son God that day and other, and, you know, the other holidays as well. It is more detailed, but the point is it opened up his eyes on how corrupt these holidays are. And holidays is actually like, you know, they just changed the way they spelled it. Instead of holy day, it's holiday, to hide it even there, to make it look, because it's actually a satanic holiday. And, I just noticed there's hands up in the text in Turbo. So let me finish this, and when I'm done with Mandy's, I'll drop the mic. But she goes on to say that he said this dream scared him and made him understand at the same time. Isn't that neat the way our Father works like that? And then Mandy says, I've been praying for a few years for God to help him understand this, so I want to thank God for that. And then my other praise is for me getting rebaptized, which I told you earlier, we did that Tuesday of this week, the 29th, in our frozen fish pond. It's like, man, was that water cold, you know? You know, it was cold, let's just put it that way. Anyway, she says, as I went in the water, I came out gasping for air. Because that'll happen, by the way. That's a physical thing where you jump in, you're it kind of hits the lungs first for some weird reason. But anyway, she says, I went in the water. I came out gasping for air and felt like I was in a zone. It was freezing water, but I wasn't cold when I came out. I was just concentrating on trying to catch my breath. I heard singing from the five people that were there, but it sounded like there was 100 people there. It sounded like perfect harmony, like a very large choir of professionals with some kind of light instrument. It was beautiful. The sound of them singing was lowered and kind of in slow motion. It's hard to explain, but it was a great experience. I was praying for a different experience. I definitely believe angels were there. So I wanted to thank God and praise Him for that. And amen and amen and amen. It seems like every time the Lord's always blessing us at these baptisms. Y'all remember this? Hold on, let me put it in the stream and then I'll drop the mic. I don't know if I put it here. There it is, Testimony Sabbath. Oh, that's for this week. I may as well leave it now because then you can't see the text yet, and I'd like everybody on the stream to see. It says in Isaiah 12, verse 4, and in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Now look up above the tree line. Look at that cloud. And it took somebody, I can't remember who took the picture, but it took a few moments for them. I was in the water. I was just getting ready to baptize somebody. It's this little pond we found in Kentucky, right? And I was already in the water, and the person was walking towards me. But as I was walking towards the water, I noticed a cloud behind the trees that looked like it was pointing up, like a finger pointing with the thumb and the knuckles, all of it, right there. But by the time the picture was taken, the thumb kind of got disintegrated there, because clouds never stay in their normal shape, right? Or there isn't a normal shape, they're clouds. Wasn't that nice? And that was a baptism, like I said, in Kentucky. Like the Lord was totally approving, and we were all looking up to Him, because that's how we pray anyway, so praise His name. So I think that is so nice. Okay, let me get back to the text chat here, and I'll drop the mic. I don't know why all of a sudden this thing isn't staying, scrolling up, but that's okay. We can deal with it, right? Just keep scrolling up. If you had a scroll wheel on your mouse, just scroll up. Anyway, I'm going to drop the mic because I don't know who's coming up first. Either Brother Gilbert or Sister Mindy are going to be the next voice you shall hear.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I have a few praises to share. And I remember that day clearly, Pastor. I was baptized that day, and I have that picture. It was such an awesome blessing to see that. I was like, oh, praise the Lord. Okay, so I've got some praises. Brother Jesse says, before I found this church, I prayed to God a lofty prayer. May I live a life beyond my wildest dreams. He answered with Obadiah 1:3. After he did these, bring me to this church. Give me wild stories I lived through. Gifted me an extended family with this church, erasing and sealing negative thoughts, gifting sanity, instantly answering prayers and amazing skies. Just wow. And he says, there is more. Praise the great Lord. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Pam says, praise the Lord for answering my prayers according to his will. Only he knows what's best for me, and I trust him. Amen, sister. And then Sister Lynette says, I praise the Lord for my baby American bullfrog. All right. Praise the Lord. Keep them coming, brothers and sisters, and I will share them. All right. God bless.
Yeah, by mistake, I knocked down both hands because it knocks them all down at the same time. So Brother Gilbert's next.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can everyone hear me? Good. It's been a while. I tell you, it's a testimony service is always good. I thank the Lord for his many, many mercies, his graces, his salvation, his love. Though my daughter and her family ran into problems, the Lord still blessed them with a roof over their heads. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord that one night at the workplace, while I was driving a forklift, I looked down at the pavement and saw a cell phone and gave it back to the person that lost it. The person was so thankful, I got a hug for it. The Lord is good. not to mention there's been there's just been so many things the Lord has been doing. I thank the Lord for though it's cloudy over here where I am, the days are still beautiful. I thank the Lord that I have a place to go for Sabbath. I thank the Lord that I'm in contact with all of you. Again, many thanks to the Lord. And I'm going to stop here. I'm going to drop the mic. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Have a great day. Love the Lord. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Okay. I'm going to share another one of my praises. A few days ago, I came across a quote in Spirit of Prophecy that blessed me. It describes how I've been praying and some of you have been praying our entire lives since we found Christ. As far as I'm concerned, I'm pushing 38 years old because that's when I was born again. I don't count the years beforehand. And I also praise his name that I have been alive in Christ longer than I was before I met him, because I wasn't 38 when I met him. I was 29. But trip and fall until I finally started to realize, he works with us. Come as you are, kind of a thing. And so, even as a child, this is how I've always prayed, just like I'm talking to a friend, kind of a thing. And I only now found it in a reliable Spirit of Prophecy book, unedited book, Christ Objects Lessons. I originally found it in an edited SOP book, but now I found it here, and check it out. This is what she said. This is Christ. Well, let me put it in the room then real quick so everybody can see it. There we go. It says, if we keep the Lord ever before us, allowing our hearts to go out in thanksgiving and praise to him, we shall have a continual freshness in our religious life. Our prayers will take the form of a conversation with God as we would talk with a friend. He will speak his mysteries to us personally. Often there will come to us a sweet, joyful sense of the presence of Jesus. So I want to praise his name for that too, because that gave confirmation unto me as something. Because I remember when I was early, walking in the Lord and asking him, I think I was in my early 30s, and I asked him if it was okay the way that I prayed, because I felt it was very, very informal. And more or less when I got, it wasn't the time of a still small voice at this time. It was just a thought that came to mind. And it was a weird way the thought came too, but I don't want to get into that. But it was more or less him saying, I am willing to listen. And so we have to be willing to listen too, Come, let us reason together, like he said through Isaiah. So here I'm going to add something here to my own private prayer list, because he just reminded me I may not have put that in there. So, okay, I think I might have another praise from Brother Lawrence here. Oh, okay, then I'm not going to read it out loud then. So I'll wait later to answer that one, bro. Let me see. Start a piece of the word, and he has blessed me with a ministry where I can spread the truth 2 times a week. Okay, yeah, so he's increased the work by pressing me to do TikTok live streams every week. I'll also be doing some 4 o'clock studies here on POGM starting December 17th. So amen. Praise the Lord, bro. I didn't know that. And I want to praise the Lord for that too, because I don't have TikTok. I don't have Facebook. I have YouTube and BitChute. BitChute is like a free speech kind of a thing. And then Twitter. The reason I do Twitter is because right after you upload a video to YouTube, they give you a whole stack of places to click, and it'll just automatically upload to them. And the only one I ever wanted to try was Twitter, and I did, and still it hardly gets any hits and stuff like that. I mean, maybe 100 hits per, and I'm not in it for the hits. The Lord already revealed that to me recently. I'm in it for the souls. But I just found out recently that my daughter Mandy has been putting my videos on TikTok, and she doesn't have anywhere near as many subscribers as I do here. I've been on YouTube for, I probably should have over 100,000 subscribers by now, because I got off. I stopped uploading to YouTube for like 2 or 3 years because there are new policies that came out, and I just said, okay, forget it. I'm not going to do it. And I just went to, and I built John 14:29, and but I kept it running, and I went back to YouTube, and now I'm at like 32,500, just over 500. But it's all I could do to get 1,000 views, right? Mandy's getting anywhere from 4,000 to 44,000 on these views. And so the truth is being spread even through TikTok, which is owned by Communist China, as we all know. But people are seeing it and being blessed by it. And so I want to praise the Lord for that too, because I keep on praying. Says, where is another avenue for us to get out there, but in a way that will, you know, be protected, if you will, to where they're not going to pull us off and stuff like that. She did have a couple of videos that were yanked, but then people complaining, you know. But when you do a, you know, like you ask them why or something like that, I can't remember what they like an appeal, you know, like YouTube 100% of the time, all my videos that they've ever pulled, they never ever put back up, none of them. Even when I show, look, I have the exact same video these other, like over a dozen people have, but yet why is mine pulled and theirs aren't? Exact same video, that priest slapping that little baby, you know, but they kept mine off. But when TikTok, she said they always let her go back on, and that's nice. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that too. And let's see, the Lord's got me, I wanted to praise his name on this too, a new study that I've been you know, working on, we've been talking about, and I love it when, Brother Alvin and the family come over here after we're all mostly done and everybody's done eating, then we all come over to our house and close out the Sabbath. And it's just amazing. The last few times the Holy Spirit's been moving when we're gathering like this, and it's just, oh. But last week we were touching on the thing with how, if you look at March 21st, 1843, when William Miller assumed that was the day of the Second Coming, and then, what was the other guy's name? Oh, man, Snow, I think his last name was. Of course, 1843 came and went, and then October 22nd, 1844 came, and that's the date that was legit. It was the actual, the beginning of the end of days and the beginning of the investigated judgments. That's 20 months. I'm doing some research. As a matter of fact, I wanted to praise the Lord for this. This is why I'm mentioning this now, because something the Lord revealed to us last night when me, Fran, and Mandy were studying. And let me get the, there might be like an alarm goes off or something like that, because I'm turning on my notes right now. Yeah, so there goes an alarm. That's the one, is let my people know. You know, because the Lord kept putting that to me every now and then when I was in prayer. You know, like with the let my people go thing, and then I keep hearing let my people know. And let's see, I'm trying to figure out, I'm looking into this, and I found that the Pentecost for the apostles actually came, and in the Catholic Church, well, as a matter of fact, I'm going to share this later during the Steps of Christ hour, because it's just too involved. But there's a reason for the 1843 mistake and a reason for the 1844 mistake. There's a reason for two dates. You got the planting season of March 21st, and then you got the harvest season of October 22nd. I want to leave it at that. So, but we'll share that later, because I don't want to take away from the testimonies and stuff like that right now. But I do want the assistance of my brothers and sisters on this next praise, because the Lord has been pushing me, as some of you know, I've been talking about and thinking about and working on a track to use after the buy and sell. A track to hand out has to do, that happens, you know, after the buy and sell with, we got to have a track to show people what to do and what not to do after they start enforcing the mark with the buy and sell thing, right? And just to give you an idea, if the Lord gives any of you any utterance whatsoever or understanding or something that we should add to the track, please email it to me. I'll find the scriptures and all that good stuff, or if you have them, that'd be great too. But we need everybody to get involved in this. And I'm talking about common sense kind of things that what you should not do after they buy and sell. For example, if anybody, like say it's been a month or two and you can't buy anything, including gasoline, right? You're out living on a farm like we are, let's say. Praise God, you got out of the city. Somebody starts driving down your road. You know for a fact that that person has received the mark of the beast if they're driving, because where do they get the gasoline? Now, unless they have, like some of the farms out here have reserve gasoline tanks, like a 100 or 200-gallon thing on a tower in the back, but it's usually filled with diesel, red diesel. And the reason it's red, it's because the farmers get that diesel at a much lower cost, so as to do the tractors. But if they get caught with that stuff in their pickup truck, they're in a heap of trouble. And the cops will stick sticks down in there and see if it comes out with red on it. And so, but if someone's driving down the road, you know that they have gotten the mark. Or if anyone drives or flies into your location to meet with you, like a sibling, let's say, that lives in a different state, and they fly in to try to convince you that the mark isn't Sunday laws, let's say, and they flew in, and you don't even know what they're coming in to talk to you for. You know they're dangerous. They can't get a plane ticket unless they've already received the mark. That kind of stuff. And this is what we should contemplate, because this is going to be necessary. You can't now some of us like us, because we bought a house that was about as cheap as they get. Like our house costs about the same cost of like a fancy car. So we paid it off early. And so you could stay in your house after the buy and sell thing. In certain states, it could take them two, sometimes like Washington State, up to 3 years to kick you out of the house if you don't pay the taxes. And so that you have to consider too. But, stuff like that, we have to understand what to do and what not to do. And then I got one more praise that I want to share in regards to something that happened the other day. Let me just do a real quick check here. Okay, I don't see him in here. He might be on WTPR. I hope so, anyway. There was a man many years ago, I think 15 maybe years ago, that at first he came off as being a brother in the faith, and, you know, handing out the tracts and all this other stuff. And it turned out that, he had gotten arrested. He was a con man and all this other stuff. And then he attacked the work. He actually insisted we ordain him. I said, no, that's not how it works. We don't go around ordaining people. The men of the church are moved by the Holy Spirit to ordain. And that's how it's done. That's how I was ordained. You know, the Holy Spirit will move upon the men of the church and tell them, this man needs to be a pastor or a deacon or whatever the case may be. Well, I got a call yesterday from a young man, and I'm only going to give his last name. His first name is Jacob. He's 18. And I love the way the Lord does this. These young people that the Lord sends our way. And I already let them know, so you're going to have to expect you're going to get some kind of a flack from family. But he is the great grandson of this guy that attacked us. And he has many Bible questions and wants to find out how to best serve Jesus Christ. And so please keep Jacob in your prayers, because I told him we would be praying for him, because he's got genuine questions. It's not, pulling your chain kind of questions. He's not echoing prophecies that we declare just to make it look like, he's on the same page with us and stuff like that. No, you can tell when the questions are genuine or when they're just trying to, make you think certain ways. So, but yeah, please keep them in your prayers. So, let's see, not only a track, but a discussion on this as a church, what to do and what not to do after the man's cell. We recognize. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we, as a church family, yeah, too. And please keep in your prayer, because I've been noticing some of the church family are, seriously okay with, like, having camp meetings where it's just land. And we go out there with tents. because we've been finding some cheap land recently, and I'm thinking, is this the Lord directing us in this area? So please keep that in your prayers too. All right, so this next praise is from Brother Austin. And he said, hello. He says, hi, Pastor Nick, and hello, and happy Sabbath to everyone. He says, a couple of weeks ago, Hannah and I, that's his sister, Hannah and I were talking to my brother Connor about food and diet, etc. He shared with us that he regularly goes to Jimmy John's to eat, and every time he goes, he would get a bag of chips with his sub and meal. Okay. He also carries an EpiPen because of his anaphylactic peanut allergy. Turns out the chips he was eating there were cooked in peanut oil. Now, why do companies do that? Why not linseed or soy? That's what we did at Brown's Chicken was linseed, because that's pretty safe. So anyway, he goes on to say that, but the whole time while he was eating, he never had a reaction. Keep in mind that he had been going to Jimmy John's for like 6 months, and he ate there a few times every single week. God was protecting him, and he didn't even know it. Boy, that reminds me of what I was reading this morning in Isaiah, how the Lord blesses people like Cyrus. Cyrus was called before he was born. And, you know, like when Daniel approached him, especially after Daniel ended up in the lion's den, and then Cyrus saw all that going down the way it did, it opened the door of Cyrus's heart. Daniel was able to get his foot in the door, and then you saw the prophecy of Jeremiah come to light, which was 70 years later, he would be allowed to rebuild. And that's what Cyrus did for them. And so, but yeah, that's what it reminds me of, because Isaiah speaks of him before he's born. So going on, Austin says, so we got to testify of how much God was protecting him. Praise the Lord. And now he is starting to take his eating habits more seriously. Please be praying for our dear brother Connor, that he would come to salvation in Christ and see how important the food we eat really is. And yeah, and after listening to some of the sermons, or studies actually, but they're actually sermons if you think about it, that Brother Sean's been sharing the last few weeks in regards to the food. Because a lot of us have problems with food, and like even those of us like that have been on a vegan diet, there's certain other things that we could still be doing to better our intake, our food, so as to have the perfect mind and to be ready for the call when he has us go forth with the latter rain. So, you know, but those of us that have issues in areas like cigarettes or alcohol, there's where you got to focus, because that's, you're not going to understand it. You can be a vegan, you know, but if you drink and smoke, or, you know, then it's nullifying everything. You're poisoning and defiling the temple. You're sinning against yourself and your God. He's the one who created you. He told you not to mess that temple up. Anyway, this next praise is from Sister Sarah. She says, hey, Brother Nicholas, I'm contacting you with a prayer request for myself. Wait, this is a prayer request. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Then she says, we prayed, and something happens here. So she's sending me the prayer request, and then what happened afterwards. I have been unwell for going on 6 days. I usually kick illnesses at home with rest, water, and some apple cider vinegar. However, this time around, that wasn't seeming to help, so I broke down and went to a doctor. I tested negative for flu and COVID, and got sent home with it being chalked up to a sinus infection, and I was given a Z-Pak, whatever that is. I have taken 3 of my antibiotics now. I try to avoid antibiotics usually, and I'm still running a fever. I've had a fever for going on 6 days now. I even broke down and took Tylenol after 5 days. I have not taken Tylenol in years. However, the Tylenol did not touch my fever either. So the Lord's obviously doing some, right? And so going on, it says, I am at a loss and not sure what to do at this point. Please pray for my healing. I could really use extra prayers and faith right now. As always, thank you much. Thank you so much for your prayers. Well, we prayed. And then within hours, she says this. She goes, hey, brother, I just wanted to reach out back and let you know that my fever has broken for the first time in 5 days. Okay, she probably meant 6 days. Praise the Most High. Praying that it stays this way and that I'm finally on the other side of whatever this sickness is or was. Thank you for going to war for me in prayer. That's why we call our brothers and sisters that want to pray, we call them prayer warriors. There's a reason for that. Some people, that's what you're calling, that's part of your calling is to, you know, concentrate in prayer. I mean, we all need to pray, but some of us, you know. Anyway, she goes, your prayers are very much appreciated. So praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Another movement of his hand. All right. Okay. Oh, Sister Minnie's got her hand up, so I'm going to drop the mic.
Praise the Lord for these praises. All right, I have some more to share. And Sister Mary says, I have been struggling with depression and anxiety. I have decided with the help of the Lord to get off the medication so I can think clearly. Praise the Lord, she says. Praise the Lord, sister. And the Sister Barbara says, I thank the Lord God Almighty for his answered prayers. He has blessed me to be with you all as I needed your presence and teachings. God bless you all. Praise the Lord, sister, and bless you too. And Sister Denali, I praise the Lord for God's beautiful mercies. Been feeling very undeserving of them. However, God grants me to see another day, another beautiful Sabbath, and to get to see it with my heavenly family. And I'm very grateful to be with the Godhead and everyone today. Praise God. Praise the Lord, sister. And Brother Stefan, I want to praise the Lord for his many mercies, for hearing a prayer I made after I lost my wallet in a Walmart parking lot at night. When I realized that I had lost it, I knew there was nothing I could do. I prayed and trusted in the Lord. And when my mom took me back the same night, someone returned my wallet to the lost and found. Praise the Lord, because he is good. Praise the Lord. I had a similar situation. It actually was at Walmart, too. And somebody turned my wallet in. So praise the Lord for you know, that's a huge blessing that nobody didn't steal it. Brother Alex says, I praise the Lord for his showing online or through brethren the beautiful science behind how he created things. Yes, praise the Lord, brother. And Sister Linda has another praise. I spread the word to people through comments on YouTube, and a lot of people have seen and commented. Praise the Lord, sister. That's an awesome way to share the truth. You know, however we can, a social media, while we have it, let's use it and get the word out, get the truth out. All right, praise the Lord. Keep them coming, everyone.
Amen. Man. Like usual, it's a good testimony service. Praise his mighty name. I got this praise from Brother Alvin. It says, Dear Brother Nick, this is our testimony. Sabbath blessings, everyone. My family and I would like to praise the Lord for giving us good health, protection, salvation, and spiritual and material blessings. We really feel the joy in our hearts serving our loving God. We also like to praise him for one brother in the Philippines step up and translate some of our POGM tracks to Filipino language. He was impressed by God and printed it out at his expense and shared them to whoever he met. We are now helping him to review and edit some of the tracks he sent to us. Please include our Philippine brethren in your prayers, for they are also striving like we are in holding up the high standard of the Lord. God bless you all, or God bless us all. And yours in Christ, Brother Alvin. So yeah, I'm going to email this to myself and put it on my praise list or my private prayer list. And I got to check my email anyway. See if we got any more praises here. I got a couple still I got to do, or one or two maybe. I don't know. Let me just put pray for. Okay, here it goes. Now, let me just see if we got any more praises here. Okay, I just read that one. Brother Jeremiah, Sister Hannah. Okay, and Brother Jeremiah, let me get them out of here. Copy it and stick it in here. And then this next one here, I'm going to share is from Sister Hannah. Let me get it in here. Sorry about all the dings. I got my spell checker on, and when I copy and paste, even if it's everything spelled correctly, it does that weird noise for some reason. You got to have a spell checker because I type too fast. And sometimes all the words, all the letters are there for the word, but they're sometimes in the wrong order because I go too fast. So anyway, Sister Hannah says, she goes first, seven blessings, brothers and sisters. And then she says, I praise the Lord for God's mercy, forgiveness, and long-suffering towards us, and for the many blessings he has given us through Jesus Christ our Lord. A week ago, as I was getting some items at Walmart, after bumping into family and friends, that I had not seen in quite a while. Thanks be to God, the conversation went to Xmas and a few other biblical topics. I wanted to give them information, but for some reason I didn't end up giving them anything. I was worried. I disobeyed the Lord, and I believed I indeed did disobey. I asked the Lord, I know what you feel. I even feel guilty when the UPS guy leaves and I didn't give him a track. And so, yeah, I asked the Lord for another opportunity if it was his will and if my discernment was correct, specifically an opportunity to talk with just the husband, for he seemed more open. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, as I was getting ready for an appointment, the Lord put them on my mind, for I would be driving past the area I knew where they lived. It had been many years since I had been to their house, and just when I realized I may not be able to find their house, or that maybe I passed it, I saw a man walking in his front yard. It was him. So I stopped at his house, and we got to talk for a while on the front porch, and he even took the information. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for God's mercy and his answered prayers. Please keep praying for Brian, Donna, and their family. So I guess that's the names of her family friends. Man, oh man, praise the Lord. That's because we have a calling, and the Lord will move us to do our duty. All right, this next one here is from Sister Jade. And she says, my husband and I were pagan for years, giving in to party hardy with no remorse. Against all odds, I got pregnant with, I think I read this last week, or no, I think it came too late last week and I read it. So anyway, against all odds, I got pregnant with our youngest child, and things started to seem wrong or not right, being pagan. Seemed like everything we did got met with others, with what others call, you know, bad luck. It hit us not, but maybe a few weeks ago, that we were wrong. We were led to a program about Noah in the end times. Long discussion later, we realized that our bad luck was. We were convicted and repented, and we put full faith in the Lord. The bills were late, paychecks weeks out, and then blessings. Paycheck came early, bills got paid, and still enough to cover other house expenses. Blessing to all and our Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. He really does take care of his children. All right. So this next one I have here is from Brother Jeremiah. You just check the email once again. Oh, I see Brother Gilbert's got another praise. And so I'm going to drop the mic. That way I can dig into this email if I got any more. So,
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you hear me? Good. I would make this statement sometimes that no matter how small the you think the blessing is, or you know something that maybe that may have happened a long time ago, if it's in your heart, say it. With that said, there was a time where I wasn't even in church. Okay, I wasn't even in church. I was in a restaurant and I dropped a wallet, and months went by. Months, probably the better part of a year. Who knows? But while I'm in my apartment with my girlfriend, who became my wife afterwards, I get a phone call from the very restaurant, from the very restaurant that I left. And now, mind you, this is months later, okay? This is like months, even the better part of a year, probably longer. The restaurant calls me back, and they tell me that they have my wallet. And this is, you know, I think I replaced ID, everything, this, that, and the other. So I decided to go back to that very same restaurant. Not only did I get the wallet back, but the money was still there. There are times that the Lord actually just blows me away with some of the things that I remember, you know. But again, I just wanted to share that. And also I wanted to bring out this very thing if you're shy, I've said this time and time again, that if you're shy, you know, just type your praises in the room. Thank the Lord we can all read, okay? There's more than one way to share how you feel about the Lord and how the Lord has been good to you, you know? And again, I just wanted to share that. Again, just tell us how good the Lord has been. I don't care how small that praise that you got from the Lord, or maybe that blessing that you got from the Lord. I don't care how small it is, say it, okay? Who knows who's listening, you know? Just tell us how good the Lord has been to you. Again, I thank the Lord that I'm here with you. The Lord has been good. Amen and amen and amen.
I believe Sister Mindy's next.
Amen, bro, Gilbert. Keep them coming, guys. We're making God smile. He loves to hear our praises, and others, you know, are blessed by it as well. Okay, so I have some more praises to share. Let me scroll up here. Okay, so. Brother Eli says, praise the Lord for travel mercies. I was driving behind a pickup truck and his vehicle spinned 360. Praise the Lord, I had enough room to be away and no one was hurt. Praise the Lord, brother. Just our guardian angels are watching over us. Sister Nini says, I praise the Lord for healing us during the months of July and August when many of the brethren came down with sickness and fever and flu type symptoms. I thank God my fever only lasted a couple hours and that I recovered in a couple days. Praise the Lord, sister. And I want to praise the Lord. I've got some praises. First of all, I want to praise the Lord, and I thank you all for your prayers for my coworker, Jessica, that was homeless, and she was living with my other coworker and her daughter, and I was watching her dog, Bella. And praise the Lord, the beginning of November, she got approved for an apartment, a nice two-bedroom apartment, and she was able to have Bella with her. And so I praise the Lord for that. That was so awesome. And also I praise the Lord for giving me the opportunity to be able to bless Jessica, who's a single mom. She needed you know, towels and, you know, curtains for her apartment and things of that sort and bed sheets. So I was able to bless her with those items. And, you know, I praise the Lord for being able to bless others because it blesses us. Because just being able to do good for others is such a huge blessing. And so I want to praise the Lord for giving me the opportunity to bless others. Basically love offerings, and so it's awesome. And I also want to praise the Lord. I was out, it was Wednesday actually. I had to do some errands, and my battery light on my car came on. And so I was thinking, that's kind of strange because we recently bought a new battery for my car. And so I'm driving, it was a pretty busy street, and all of a sudden my car's like slowing down and it's losing power. And I'm like, oh no. So I was able to get into the, you know, into the middle media or whatever. And I thought, well, I can't just stay here. I have to, you know, get off this busy street. So I just prayed, Lord, help me get to where I'm somewhere safe. So I was able to drive my car pull into a Taco John's parking lot. And it kind of was a, in uphill kind of, you know, parking lot. You had to go up a little bit to get up to it. And my car just made it enough up it to where my tail end of my car wasn't sticking out in the road. So, and then it just died. So I praise the Lord for keeping me safe. And then I wasn't able to get a hold of my husband. He had his phone in the, I guess he had his phone in the garage, and he was in the house when I tried calling him. And I was just praying to the Lord, Lord, what am I going to do? I'm stranded here. And so then it dawned on me that with our car insurance, we have free towing if your car breaks down. So I called my car insurance, and sure enough, she said, yeah, we can help you out. And so it just so happened one of the towing services was in my, where I live, and because otherwise it would have been like they would have bring somebody from like Omaha, Nebraska, I'm in Iowa, but it just so happened this tow service works with my car insurance, and they would just bill my car insurance. So I only had to wait like 20 minutes, and he was there, the tow truck, and obviously he gave me a ride home as well. I just wish I had a track with me to give him, but I didn't have any tracks with me, but he was a very nice gentleman, and so I made it home safe. Praise the Lord for that. And I just want to also praise the Lord. I had been dealing with struggling with a weakness that I have had for several years. And I just want to praise the Lord for delivering me from my iniquity. Brothers and sisters, we all have our weaknesses, and we're all struggling to overcome. And just remember that, when you give it up to the Lord, believe He takes it from you, because that is the big part of repenting, is you have to believe that He's going to deliver you from that iniquity. And I believe with all my heart, when I gave it up to the Lord last night, that He took it, and it's gone, and it's not coming back. He's delivered me from so many things, from so many addictions, and coffee. I was addicted to marijuana. I was addicted to, just all different, bad food, sugar. I mean, he's just delivered me from so many things, and I just want to praise the Lord for that. And don't forget that, brothers and sisters, we're living in the last days. We're so close that we have to give these things up. We have to. It's so important to just say, Lord, take it. Take it from me. I don't want it anymore. I don't want this in my life anymore. I want to serve you more than anything, and just take it from me, and He will take it, brothers and sisters, and believe that He will take it. I love you all, and God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's just amazing the way the topic is running today, because I know people listening have issues in all sorts of areas. The devil is very busy. He's been messing with a lot of us and causing all sorts of problems in our lives. But praise God that we don't want to do those things. The rest of the world, they're okay with it. I mean, that's one of the final prophecies, the pleasures, of the flesh. I don't think ever before in the history of mankind you had a bunch of people just laying down out in the street after shooting up about 10 cc's, or people just bending over and staring at the ground. I don't know if any of you have seen some of those Philadelphia streets videos on YouTube. Oh, it just brings tears to your eyes. And you can't really talk to those people. You can't preach to drunks or people on drugs, because they have to be straight. They have to be, with their wits about them if you're going to try to share the truth with them, because they're not going to understand it. And so, praise the Lord. It can be difficult. The enemy likes to make it as difficult as he can make it. But we have a God, and our God isn't dying. Satan is dying. He's not going to be around much longer. And I praise God for that too. Okay, I got one more praise here, and then I'm going to check my email again. And this is from Brother Jeremiah. He says, I want to praise the Lord for his continual work within me and getting me through the trials that have come my way, even letting me know through a dream about the trials to come, assuring me it would be for my best good. Wow, that reminds me of a dream that I had the other day. In my dream, I was picked up by a whirlwind, and then it spit me out on a thorn bush. I was mad in the dream because I landed on a thorn bush. But then in my dream, I realized that God will not let me land on the thorn bush things. If had God not let me land on the thorn bush, things would have been much worse. I then decided in my dream to pray and thank him for saving me by letting the thorn bush break my fall. You know, it says a lot, by the way, when you pray in your dreams, you know, because that's a wonderful revelation. And it's a faith booster, too, that's how deep you're walking with the Lord. Anyway, he goes on to say that in real life, I went through trials, and now I feel much closer to God and am very thankful. The trials are for our betterment, and praise the Lord for giving us the strength to go through them. And then he quotes some scriptures here. Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Amen. And again, that reminds me of that dream I had the other day. And then Zechariah 13:9 says, and I will bring thee third part through the fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined, and I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. And then that's Zechariah 13:9. And then he says, also, I want to praise the Lord for all the opportunities we have to share the truth with others. He is just so good to us. Amen. Amen and amen, yeah, because that's something you enjoy, like, especially when you find the Lord and you start sharing the truth as you know it. It really does, I mean, it's so joyful to share it. It's exciting. And, to continue to share, that's a blessing in itself. And I praise the Lord for that, too, because it's really a joy. Oh, wow. Eli had a similar dream where the whirlwind picked him up and landed him safely, too. So, amen. Amen and amen. But we all know what the whirlwind means in prophecy, too. So, but anyway, let's see. Who else? Let's see if I got any other emails here. Oh, okay, good. Yeah, Tim sent another one. I thought this was the same one, but I scrolled down. It says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I would love to praise the Lord for all the people he sends to me to talk to them about God. Even though they don't listen, the seed is planted. So praise the Lord Jesus, and please send more, Father. Amen. And that reminds me, too, of what, like when Sister Minnie was talking about something, about she, like, sometimes I don't have the tracks on me either. Like, say you go into the store and I dig in my wallet and it's gone. You know, like, I'm empty and I didn't realize I should have refilled, you know, because I usually have this little package that I carry with me and it's got tracks in it. And, but like when you call people, and I was praising the Lord, I was blessed with 3 or 4 phone calls this week where I had to deal with tech support or whatever. And or even a refund on something. Yeah, that's what it was. It was a refund on something, too. But I says, okay, so everything got handled. Everything's great. Everything's good. I says, oh, by the way, before I hang up, can I plant a seed, please? And 9 times out of 10, they know exactly what I mean. And all I do is I tell them, I says, you know, because I want to plant the seed. I want to have it put in their mind, and then they're not going to forget it because they can't unhear it. Later on, when something that we know is about to happen happens, they're going to go, you know, I heard that somewhere. I don't care if they heard it from me or if they remember me. It doesn't matter. It's not about me. I want them to look to Christ and go, you know, there's something about this, you know. And so what I usually do is with the people on the phone or people I can't give a track to, I tell them, says, keep your eyes open in regards to climate change. They're going to use climate change to enforce religious laws to try to stop the planet from dying, even though it's already been proven by tens of thousands, over 40,000 now, scientists, that climate change is, you know, the global warming is bad science. So, and I says, and why a religious law? It says, look in Revelation, and every time the mark of the beast is mentioned, the word worship is right there with it. And then look in Isaiah and see what he says to Satan while he was still called Lucifer, and how he shows that Lucifer wants to be worshipped as a god. That's why they're going to, so I says, yeah, please keep your eyes open about climate change. They're going to pass Sunday laws, even force you to keep Sunday holy to stop the planet from dying, because Satan wants to be worshipped as a god. And that's all they do. It takes all of, what, 20 seconds to say that? And they go, thank you. They always say thank you very much. Sometimes you'll hear that, yeah, thank you. That kind of attitude thing, you know. But I don't care, as long as they heard it, you know, because maybe I'll see them on the sea of glass and they'll go, you know, the only time I ever talked to you was this day when you said this to me on the phone. And I says, well, it's not about me, it's about Jesus. But people are going to be coming up to us, thanking us, as we saw in prophecy. They're going to come up, Sister White talks about, they're going to come up and thank us for revealing Jesus to them. Not revealing us to them, revealing Jesus to them. That's always going to work. You know, because mankind is, like Paul said, and Paul calls himself wretched. So, yeah. So, praise his mighty name. Let me check the email one last time. And if there's none, we'll have a song. And then I'll be back with Steps to Christ. Oh, wait, I see Sister Mindy's got her hand up, so well, I got to check the email again, so let me drop my mic.
Okay, I have a few more praises to share with everyone. Sister Nanelle says, that reminded me of something. I praise the Lord that years ago, around 2016, I was taking the bus home. When I got off the bus and got inside, someone came to our door about 20 minutes later. Someone retired my wallet I didn't even know had fallen out of my bag. And what's wonderful is that they brought back the $200 that was in it. God is so good. Praise the Lord. And Brother Alex says, I recall losing my phone in nature. Praise the Lord. It was easily found on a pathway and no one took it instead of being buried under sand. Praise the Lord. Just the little things like that. You just got to praise the Lord. And then Sister Barbara says, I praise the Lord, I fell and broke my femur bone. 15 days later, the bone dislocated. 1 month later, I have a thrombosis and now gout. The Lord blesses me with his love, and I know he is helping all the time. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, sister. We'll definitely keep you in prayer for God's healing hands upon you. Praise the Lord for all these praises. God bless you all.
Amen and amen. And while I'm checking my email, Brother Arthur, is that a praise? You want me to read it out loud? Please let me know. And then let me go check my email. Let me know in the PM because I'm not in the text chat. I'm looking at your PM. So please let me know in the PM that you want me to read it out loud because I don't know what it is yet. Because it started off kind of strangely. Like it doesn't look like a praise. And I have no emails. Oh, okay. Thanks, brother. Okay, that's just for me. All right, I'll check it out later. So, all right, so I'm going to drop the mic. I'll be the next voice you hear, so I'm just going to continue. I'm going to go right into Steps to Christ because we already prayed to start the testimony service, and then now close in prayer at about 3:30, and then we'll have our fellowship for a half an hour like we've been doing. So let me drop the mic, and then Brother Dwayne will be able to, you know, share with whatever the Lord laid upon his heart in regards to a song.
I love the truth. Wonderful people, what a sight! I love you.